Today, the Republican National Convention released a partial list of who will be speaking in Cleveland next week. It includes House Speaker Paul Ryan, PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel, and also Dana White, the president of Ultimate Fighting Championship, the organization that promotes the sport of mixed martial arts. And UFC also had some big news this week with an ownership change. So let's take a closer look with Cardiff Garcia, U.S. editor for FT Alpha Bill. He's in New York. Hi, Cardiff.
Hey, Jeremy.
So the sport was once banned in a number of places for its violence. It is now legal in every state. But President Dana White has been controversial. What do you make of him speaking at the RNC?
I got to say, I'm not surprised at all. White certainly is the kind of machismo-laden tough guy that Donald Trump in particular has seemed to gravitate towards. He's also a successful businessman, an entrepreneur, and something of a bombastic showman. I wouldn't go quite as far as to say that he's a huckster, because what he represents is a commercially successful organization, but he kind of gives that impression. So I think he fits the mold. I'm not all that surprised.
Well, what about the organization and the news this week that UFC sold itself for $4 billion? The New Yorker is calling it the end of the UFC as we know it. What happened and what are the implications?
Yeah, I mean, that might be a little bit of an exaggeration, that headline. But this was a company that was bought by the current owners for just $2 million 15 years ago. It just got sold for $4 billion to a talent agency called WMEIMG, and it's being backed by a consortium of private equity buyers. My guess is that the implications are that the UFC is going to have to grow up a little bit, right? It went through this entrepreneurial phase that was very successful, but there have also been quite a few managerial stumbles along the way. And my guess is that if they're willing to sink that much money into the company, they're going to try to professionalize the sport a little bit, take it to the next level, and probably also expand overseas in places where it's still relatively new. I think China is the notable place to look at.
When you say professionalize it, does that mean making it less bloody, less violent?
No, not really. And I think the UFC and mixed martial arts in general has actually come quite a long way in terms of showing people that actually its early reputation of being this kind of chaotic, bloody mess wasn't quite deserved. It is obviously hand-to-hand combat. It is a violent sport. But remember that a lot of the fighting also takes place on the ground. There's a lot of chokes. And there are many fewer of the kind of concussive and subconcussive blows to the head that, for instance, you see in boxing. So, yes, it's a violent sport, but my guess is it's really not much more violent than boxing, certainly, and maybe not even more than American football. When I said professionalize, I mean that just in terms of how the management goes about doing their business, they'll be better at it. So right now, they're in the middle of this really dramatic pay dispute with its fighters. It certainly pays its fighters less than what you would expect them to get relative to other sports. They don't share as much of the sports revenues with the fighters. The organization has a really contemptuous relationship with the media, with journalists, and not because journalists are doing a bad job, but just because they're doing their job. I think it sees them too often as there to provide them with publicity. That's not really what journalism is. The quality, the average quality of their events is somewhat diluted because they push to expand so quickly. And there's some serious cultural issues here too. I think for a while the UFC had what I guess I would call a kind of look the other way approach to domestic violence amongst its boxers, amongst its fighters, similar to the kinds of problems that the NFL have. So I think cleaning up those kinds of things is what you might see from the new owners.
That's Cardiff Garcia, U.S. editor for FT Alphaville. Cardiff, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.